With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, May 25th, and that just means that you are sort of gearing up towards having a short week this week and a short week next week. I know you're supposed to work 5 days, but there's no way that anyone in this world who has a job is really feeling good about working a full day on Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Am I right? Good. Because I know I'm not going to be doing that. Mark, you know, I cut myself off on it, my last appointment call segment for this coming Friday, 10 a.m. That's my cutoff. Because when you wake up at 4 a.m., 10 a.m. seems like a good cutoff to me. If you have a financial question, if you have an investment question, a retirement question, an education question, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you are on our website because you want to sign up for our free weekly newsletter or you want to check out how well I'm doing with my own hairstyling for television segments, something that I think all of you should be praising me about because it's gotten a lot better lately. If you're on the website, jillonmoney.com, and you have a question, you just have to hit the contact button and then we will get that message. Don't forget to tell us if you'd like to come on the air with us live. That is what Dana did. She is on the line from Pittsburgh. Dana, welcome to the program. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Jill. Thanks so much for having me today. I reached out because I need some sound advice from you. I'm going to be moving to Washington, D.C. with my spouse and two children who are in elementary school. And we have them enrolled currently in private schools. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to decide whether it makes more sense to purchase a home, probably in the Northern Virginia area, or to rent.
Interesting question. It's one of my favorites. So you're moving. Have you lived in DC previously? Do you know the area? You feel comfortable with it?
We have. Mostly in the last 10 years, it's mostly been for temporary kind of in and out of the mm-hmm. area. But we do feel comfortable with the area and enjoy being there.
Okay, great. You sound like you're the type of person when you say back and forth that you know, you've had some different things, but like, is this a place you think you'd want to settle or do you feel like, you know, this is a 5-year thing? Like, what do you think?
Well, we definitely know we'll be there for 2 years and it could extend to 3. And again, we do enjoy the area, but it's just hard to imagine what retirement will be and where mm-hmm. we might end up. But we also like Pittsburgh and it's near to family relatively.
How old are the kids?
Oh, so 6 and 9 going into 2nd and 4th grade.
And you, I presume, work for the government because that's the back and forth thing, right? Are you
Correct.
A government employee?
Okay. I am.
And how much do you earn?
About $110,000 a year.
Okay. And what about your partner?
He does not work at the moment.
Oh, so is he the full-time at home taking care of these kiddies?
Yes.
You don't pay him enough.
I don't.
I'm telling you right now. Mark's full-time job is that, and his part-time job is working with me. So tell me a little bit about the money you guys have saved so far. And how old are you, by the way?
So I'm 44. My husband is 43, almost 44. And we're looking to retire. I aspire to the FIRE movement in the sense that I like the FI part, and I don't necessarily know if I'll do the RE part. So I'm not sure when I can retire, in my mid-50s, but can go into my 60s, depending on how things are.
So the financial independence part, the FI, how much money have you saved so far? Tell me about that.
So we have about $76,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. And then we have about $1.4 million in investments. That includes my TSP, but then also some other accounts held with Vanguard.
Okay. So TSP and the TSP, that's all pre-tax, or is that some of it Roth?
Yeah, it's split over the last few years. I've been splitting it more heavily on the Roth.
Yeah, I would do all Roth if I were you right now. Absolutely. Tell me what your pension looks like. Don't mind me. Can we just do 60 instead of mid 50s? What would that pension look like for
Maybe you? Maybe $45,000 a year.
Okay, that's great. Some federal employees are entitled to Social Security. Some are not. Would you be entitled to Social Security?
Yes.
You would. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's going to be another 20-ish a year. Okay. Now, how much are you contributing to your thrift savings right now?
So I max it out at the 19.5.
You're not living so large here. You're living like $110,000. You're maxing out your thrift savings plan. You've saved a ton of money. Like, how did this all happen? Was your husband previously working and that's why there's so much money?
Well, we, about, I guess now 12 years ago, received an inheritance that we never touched. And honestly, just with the market, it's just grown.
Okay. So I'm sorry for your loss, but you know, at least you got a few shekels and you haven't squandered it. When you talk about the money that you've saved, you've got this money in cash, you've got this money in investments, and we're talking about maybe buying a home. Is there money in non-retirement assets that you would use to actually, maybe this inheritance money that you would use to buy a home?
Yes, we would take it out of the non-retirement part of the brokerage.
How much is in the non-retirement portion right now? Give me that breakdown.
About 433.
Okay. What would you have to spend on a home?
Well, that's the thing. In Washington, the market is just
crazy.
And so I don't want to suffer from FOMO. And, you know, I mean, you can easily spend over $1 million, but probably between 7 to 9, we could find something cute.
Oh, God, isn't that unbelievable?
That's the challenging part.
You know what? Let me just play the role that I've seemed to have played this whole week when I talk to people, and I will be your dream crusher. Do not buy a house. Do not buy a house. Absolutely not. I love that liquidity you have. That non-qualified account, I'm just like hugging it. I love it so much. It's a 2 to 3 years. You want flexibility. I don't know if you're going to be there. What if you want to move to Pittsburgh in 3 years? And then you sink the money into the house or something happens or it's bad timing. I don't know. But I think you're renters. I think you should be renting. You should get a great house. Instead of paying money for a down payment, if you want to spend some of your cash to get a great rental, doesn't even matter because your kids are going to be in private school. You don't have to go into a fancy school district. Rent a house you love and have a great couple of 3 years and let's reassess.
Okay. So you don't think it's a waste of money, quote unquote, waste of money to just rent?
If I may quote myself, which is an annoying and a really haughty thing to do, but in my own book, The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money, I wrote a whole chapter and the chapter was called You Buy When You Should Rent. This is rent. You are not throwing money out the window. You are buying opportunity. So a couple of things. One, you don't know where you're going to be. Number two, you like the financial independence. How are you going to feel tethered to a $700,000-$800,000 house? I'm not going to feel great about that for you. Look, it'll probably work out fine. If you'd say to me, I really, really, really want to buy because we have to be in the X, you know, school district, blah, blah, blah. You know, will it probably work out because DC is a weird market. There's always an influx of new people every few years. But just in case, I'd be a renter. I like that liquidity and I like the idea of keeping that money available to you. Let's say you're in your mid 50s, okay? And let's say you've got this 45 grand a year pension and you're like, I'm going to do something different. and my husband and I are going to do this, that, and the other thing, or the kids are in a different place and we're really good. And you want to do something different and you want to let those retirement assets grow. You've got to have this non-qualified account, this non-retirement account available to you. And if it's sucked into a house, which I almost guarantee that it will not be $700,000, I bet it's going to be closer to $900,000, which means you need 200 grand of your beautiful, like you're basically using half of that beautiful liquidity and shoving it into a down payment on a home. I'm all about the renting.
That's what I needed, those wise words.
Yeah. And by the way, go buy yourself a nice house in Pittsburgh in a few years, and you know that it's going to be a lot more affordable than in DC. I think you're in great shape. I think that you've done a very good job. Definitely all Roth for you because of your tax bracket, and keep doing what you're doing. And
fantastic.
And if you feel like the urge and you really want to buy something, call me back. Okay.
I will. Thanks so much, Joe.
If you have a question about buying versus renting, I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to hear from all of you people who are making your kids crazy about you're throwing your money out the window. You're not. I want to hear these questions about buying versus renting, about how much house you can afford. I want to hear from all of you. Send us an email. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you're on the website, jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. For now, I think that maybe you should always wash your hands a lot. That seems like a very good practice to keep up when we go post-pandemic. If you're in a crowded, weird place, or if you feel anxious or you're not vaccinated, then wear your masks. And of course, maintain your physical distancing as well. Most importantly, and this will not change, please do something nice for somebody else today. That's really important, and that should persist after the pandemic. We've learned a lot from this period. Let's keep that going. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.